here's a story from The World.
The results of parliamentary elections in Iraq became clear today. With more than 90% of the votes counted, it's the party of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr that appears to be the clear winner. You'll remember that name. Sadr's militiamen fought against U.S. troops after the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Now, his party has won more than 70 seats in the country's 329-member parliament. But going into voting day, apathy was widespread. Turnout on Sunday was at a historic low. The World's Shireen Jafari gets us going today with the latest.
Polling stations in Baghdad seemed to be mostly empty on election day, and poll workers seemed kind of bored. Videos shared online showed small numbers of voters trickling into polling stations, many of them older Iraqis. Sunday's parliamentary vote was the fifth held in Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein in 2003. Turnout this time was at a record low, 41%, election officials said. Monitoring teams from the United Nations and the European Union were on the ground. Today, the chief observer from the European mission, Viola von Kramon, said voting day was peaceful, but she also raised some concerns.
Freedom of the media was not safeguarded during the campaign, following death threats to journalists and temporary closures of some television channels.
She also pointed out that some candidates use public funds to campaign and that independent candidates were often at a disadvantage because they didn't have the same resources. Still, by Monday, early results showed that the political party of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr had won the most seats in parliament. His supporters celebrated on the streets of Baghdad. And Sadr gave a victory speech. He said, "We welcome all embassies as long as they don't interfere in internal affairs of Iraq." Sadr, a prominent Shia nationalist who wears a black turban, has railed against the U.S. presence in Iraq. In an interview with 60 Minutes shortly after the U.S. invasion, Sadr described Saddam Hussein as, quote, "the little serpent," and he called the United States, quote, "the big serpent." Political analyst Sajjad Jiyad in Baghdad says Sadr's victory is all about good organization.
The Sadr election machine is very well organized. Their messaging is very good. They even had an app dedicated to their supporters to make sure that they knew how to vote. And they, you know, they mobilized by even sending people to individual homes and offering transport.
But Jiyad says that even though Sadr's political party has won a lot of seats, it still needs allies in the parliament to form a government.
So I think eventually most of the large parties will get a seat at the table. They won't be able to form a government on their own. They could dominate the government. They may be even able to nominate a Sadrist prime minister. I'm not sure what that immediately means for Iraq in the short term. I'm not sure if anything will change.
In the long term, he says, the rise of Sadr's political party could mean an Iraq that is more neutral towards both the U.S. and Iran. Nancy Azadin, an Iraq researcher in the Netherlands, says Sadr's electoral victory is worrying.
Contrary to what the Sadr party claims to stand for, Sadr himself has not been a proponent of reform in the past. He has defended some conservative policies in parliament that cripple women and human rights in Iraq. But he's also been involved in several service ministries like the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Electricity that suffer from endemic corruption and mismanagement.
Azadin says it's still early days and hard to know what exactly this election means for Iraq and its relations with the U.S. and Iran. What will play a key role, she says, is Sadr's approach towards powerful militias backed by Iran.
And Sadr's position on this is not clear yet, since Sadr is a pragmatic character instead of an ideological character. So he will do what serves his interests best. And that we have to wait to see.
Iraqi political parties supported by Iran are already disputing this weekend's election results, saying the vote was, quote, a scam. For The World, I'm Shireen Jafari.